Well, I wanted to thank everyone here who is joining us for the time with young disciples. And since we're doing this virtually, Jesse, I guess that means you. So thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
So today with young disciples, we're also thanking everybody who's joining us, listening to this message, who is young of heart. So Pastor Jim, one of the scriptures he'll be sharing today is from Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. Now, is Corinthians in the Old Testament or the New Testament?
New Testament.
Good job, New Testament. Yeah. The Corinthians was actually a letter from Paul to the early church. And we're specifically going to be talking about Corinthians chapter 12, starting with verse 12. This is a scripture that many of us remember that talks about one body, but many parts. So it's talking about how we in Christ, we in the Christian church, are one body, but we're made up of different parts, different people with different roles. Well, that was an important message to the early church, especially in Corinth, that was apparently going through some challenges. And in this message, Paul uses an illustration, like a story, to make a larger point. And what do you call that?
A metaphor?
Metaphor. Good job. A metaphor. Your teachers would be proud. So, a metaphor. And Paul is using the metaphor, and it's almost kind of in a funny way. Listen to some of the scripture. He talks about that after he says that we are one body with many parts. He says, well, if the foot should say, because, well, I'm not a hand, I don't belong to this body, so I'm out of here. Well, how would that work? Or, and he goes on to say, if an ear says, well, I'm not an eye, so therefore I don't belong to the body, then how would we take care of our hearing? So it's almost like Paul is being funny, but he's illustrating what? What do you think Paul is teaching the early church when he's saying that all parts of the body, even though they might have a different role, are all important?
Every function counts, so they're all unique.
Nice, right. That they're unique and diverse, right?
Yeah, they all form together into one human body.
Nice. And in this way, one church. And so this is the message of this scripture. Well, now I want you to think more about that as we think about parts of the body. I'm going to give you a pop quiz here. What is the biggest organ in the body?
The brain?
The brain. The brain is a great choice for a human, right? We have really big brains compared to our bodies. Yep.
And big heads.
That's right. Big heads. Well, actually, the biggest organ in the body is the skin. Have you ever thought about that?
I didn't even know skin was an organ.
Right. It's kind of almost strange to think about. The skin is the largest organ in the body. And yet, we kind of don't even think about the skin, right? Now, I want you to think about the last 2 years of COVID. And have there been, like, folks in the community, and I'm not talking about just in the church here, I'm talking about folks in the larger community whose jobs we really have learned to greatly appreciate?
Yes. Like the medical staff at the hospital, maybe the janitors.
Right. I think that's great. We talk about the medical staff, and the medical staff should be greatly appreciated. All of the first responders out there, the teachers, we could just go on, the folks that we talk about a lot. But yeah, what about those janitors? I appreciate you bringing that up. What about the folks who are cleaning the hospitals, cleaning the schools, cleaning in a lot of places?
They're risking their life.
Right. And cleaning over this last 2 years has kind of become a matter of life and death. So thank God for all the parts of the body. Thank God for the janitors. Thank God for the custodians. Well, I began saying that this was a message from Paul to the early church, but you know what? I believe that this is a message from Paul to the church right here, right now, in the United States. So on that note, would you bow your head and join me in a closing prayer? Lord, thank you for making us a diverse body, unified by Christ. Lord, help us during these times of division, during these times when we hear parts of our body that want to remove themselves from the rest of the body. Help us to heal, Lord, just as in our own bodies, our own temples that you gave us in the form of our physical body. When we are hurt, all of the body rallies, that all of the body helps heal the one part of the body that is hurting. Lord, help us to be instruments of that healing during these days of division. Lord, it's in your Son's name we pray, through whom we are all in one body. Amen.